Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
You heard it in the news mentioned earlier on with Tara that a young Man United fan who wrote a personal letter to Liverpool, to the football club, to Jurgen Klopp himself, and asking them to stop winning games. He has been left a little bit shocked because not only did the letter get to Jurgen Klopp, but Jurgen Klopp actually replied to him. And he's on the line. He's 10 years of age. He's from County Donegal. And Dara Curley, how are you doing, Dara?
Hi, good, thank you.
Good. Now, Dara, you're going to have to help me out here, okay? Because everybody who listens to me knows I know nothing about football, right? So I know Liverpool have never won the Premier League, but they've came close to it a few times, mind you. But you're worried now, aren't you?
Yes, because Liverpool are mostly definitely going to win the league this year, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah. For you, because you're a United fan, of course.
Yeah.
So what you decided that you need to do something about this. So you wrote you wrote a letter to Jurgen Klopp. And what did you say in your letter? Can you read out your letter you wrote to him first?
Yeah. Dear Jurgen Klopp, my name is Dara. I am 10 years old. I go to Glenfully NS in Donegal. I support Man United and the reason I'm writing is to complain. Liverpool are winning too many games. If you win 9 more games, then you have the best unbeaten run in English football. Being a United fan, that is very sad. So the next time Liverpool play, please make them lose. You should just let the other team score. I hope I have convinced you to not win the league or win another match ever again. Yours sincerely, Dara.
Well, Dara, did you write that yourself, Dara, yeah?
Yeah, I wrote it all myself.
Okay, you have a future in PR. You definitely have, Dara. Right, now, that was a brilliantly written letter, and I think the point was very well made. Now, in all your wildest dreams, Dara, did you think he'd write back to you?
No, I didn't think at all he would write back.
Because he would have got that, and he would have probably thought that was quite insulting, really, wouldn't he, I suppose? So when he read that, I'd say you probably hurt his little feelings, but he did decide to write back to you. So,
yeah.
Do you want to read out the letter that Jurgen Klopp wrote to Dara Curley in County Donegal?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Dear Dara, firstly, I would like to thank you for writing to me. I know you did not send me good luck or anything like that, but it is always good to hear from a young football fan, no matter what. So I appreciate you getting in touch. Unfortunately, on this occasion, I cannot grant your request. Not your choice anyway. As much as you want Liverpool to lose, it is my job to do everything that I can to help Liverpool to win, as there are millions of people around the world who want that to happen. So I really do not want to let them down. Luckily for you, we have lost games in the past and we will lose games in the future, because that is football. The problem is, when you're 10 years old, you think that things will always be as they are now. But if there's one thing I can tell you, 52 years old, that this is most definitely isn't the case. Having read your letter, though, I can safely say that one thing will not change. It's your passion for football and for your club. Manchester United are looking to have you. I hope that if we are lucky enough to win more games and even maybe lift some more trophies, you will not be too disappointed. Because although our clubs are great rivals, we also share great respect for one another. This, to me, is what football is all about. Take care and good luck, Jurgen Klopp.
Well, I have to say, what? You're going to bring me to tears in a second. You're such a confident young man, Dara. What, when you read that letter, what were you thinking to yourself? Firstly, I'm so lucky this man decided to write back to me and give me the time of day. But you must have been even delighted just to get the response.
Yeah, I was like, oh, is this really happening?
I know.
And I was like, oh, it's such a good letter because he took time off his work to write to me, and it's a complaint, not a fan letter.
Mm-hmm. And he's a busy man, I'm sure, a very busy man, particularly this week. He'd be a very busy man. So explain to people like me who know very little about football, because I don't really have an interest in it, Dara, and I know you have an extreme passion for Man United. Where does this leave Man United now?
Well, Man United are, I think they're 7th in the table.
But, right.
And they're not doing very well because they don't have very good players.
Right, okay. Is that what it's down to? It's down to the players, isn't it, really? They haven't got the best players at the moment, yeah.
And I thought, well, there's no point in writing to Ole Gunnar the Solskjaer because that wouldn't make a difference. So I tried to do the other tactic of writing to Jurgen Klopp to stop winning.
Do you think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is doing a good job?
He would be doing the good job if he had the right players, but he doesn't have the right players to do that job.
And that would be surprising. That would be surprising because, of course, they've plenty of money, haven't they, Tara? They've loads of money.
Yeah, I know, but that's because, you know, with United, they have loads of money and every club knows that, so they're always pushing for more money and more money and more money off United, and then it's taking too long to do the deal.
And who do you, if they had the money, what players do you think should be playing for Man United? Who should they buy?
Kevin De Bruyne.
Right, okay.
Virgil van Dijk and Virgil van Dijk.
Right, you'd be fans of theirs, would you?
Yes. Yeah, Kevin De Bruyne is my favourite player in the world.
Right, okay. And I did you write a letter to him to tell him that?
No.
Maybe you should, Dara, because, I mean, your letters are brilliantly written. Maybe he'd respond to you as well. Maybe if you suggested to him that he move to Man United. I suppose.
Yeah, I could.
You could write him a letter, yeah, tell him to move him in. Now, your dad is a big Man United supporter as well, isn't he?
Yes. And he's very good.
Do you sit down and watch it on TV together?
Yes, mostly. Yeah, we sit down and watch Man United.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to a Man United game in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
So where are you going, Old Trafford?
Yeah, Old Trafford.
And have you been there before, Dara?
Nope.
Oh, are you looking forward to that?
Yes.
That would be amazing. That's got to be so exciting, isn't it?
Yes, very exciting.
All right, it's been a long time since. I mean, Man United, they won the triple many years ago.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened since, so it's been a long time since they did that, haven't they? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a very long time. The last time they won the league was 2013 or 2012, I'm not too sure.
Right, okay. And do you think you're going to be a Man United fan forever?
Yes.
Right,
definitely.
Okay. Well, listen, Dara, it's been lovely talking to you. It's been a pleasure. Your parents should be so proud of you. You're a wonderful young man. And I wish you the best luck in the future. Do you play football yourself, by the way?
Yeah, I play for Glen Rovers.
Oh, right, okay. What are you, defender, or what are you, midfield, or what are you?
Any position but defence.
Right, okay, so any position. So you like to score the odd goal every now and again, do you?
Yeah, good. But I like being in nets too.
Oh, right, okay, very good. It's always good to get around on the pitch, isn't it, and get a feel for everything, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, the best of luck, and you know, I hope someday, I'm sure that maybe is your passion, to be in international football, and maybe play for Ireland someday, Dara, you never know. That could be the deal. And the best of luck to Man United. But
okay.
Although it doesn't look too good, Dara. It doesn't look too good. No.
Okay.
All right, it's lovely talking to you. You're a pleasure to talk to, Dara. See you. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. What a wonderful, wonderful young man. After the break, by the way, it's Free For All Friday. Just text or ring in about anything you want. I'll give away one of Helena's hampers, all right? One of her little DVDs, CDs, whatever she has in it. And all you got to do is text in. The one thing that's bothering you now is blank. And fill in the blank. It can be anything. It can be about politics. It can be about social issues. It can be about something that happened at home. Something you saw out the street. Anything at all. All right. Oh, somebody says I'm in tears of happiness in my eyes listening to that young man. I nearly started crying listening to him. He's just such a confident, happy young man.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.